Soccer fans are out in force in Phoenix to watch the U.S. women's team compete in Rio. The team has won gold in the past three Olympics. The show's Annika Klein talked with some fans hoping for another triumph.
If you haven't been keeping up with soccer in the games, here's a recap.
Our men's team actually didn't qualify for the Olympics, so that was kind of a dagger.
It was tough for soccer fans like Tyson Gill to see the U.S. men's team lose their qualifying games and miss out on Rio. But Gill and other fans are gladly cheering on the women's team at a watch party at Tilted Kilt Pub in Phoenix. And though the women are all the way in Rio, there's a feeling of connection to the players.
Julie Johnson, she went to Dobson High School, which is here in Arizona, and I actually went to that school. So it's cool to cheer her on because I know that she went to my high school.
And there are some new players to get to know better. In the second half, 18-year-old Mallory Pugh scores a goal to bring the team to a 2-1 lead.
They're winning their games. They've won two games, and this is their third game in their bracket.
Nicole Leschek says she's been watching the team year-round since she was a little girl.
Rapinoe is my favorite player.
Today they're taking on Team Colombia in their last game before the quarterfinals. Leschek and her friend Maggie Goldenberger are snacking on nachos and fries with their eyes glued to the large screen at the front of the restaurant. Goldenberger says she's more of a casual fan, but she feels it's important to support women's teams in general.
Like in college, I played sports, and so I'd always support all the other women's teams. It'd always be the men got a lot more support, and I feel like the same thing just continues on.
But not so much with this soccer team. Sports Media Watch reports nearly 3.6 million viewers tuned into NBCSN for Tuesday's game against Colombia, topping all of the team's 2012 Olympic ratings except for the final game. The women's team is entering this Olympics on the heels of a World Cup win last year, making them an even bigger force to cheer for.
Everyone's out to get us.
That's Ryan Shira. He runs the Phoenix chapter of American Outlaws, a national movement to drum up a soccer fandom in the U.S.
So we're like the big 800-pound gorilla that everyone's trying to take down, and that's kind of different for Americans in soccer.
The American Outlaws are about 500 members strong in Phoenix. They organize watch parties like the one at Tilted Kilt. Shira says getting together to cheer the national team is a fun way to watch, but it's also a way to grow the sport at home.
We have a lot of young daughters who come out and watch, and they're usually the ones that are heavily involved. They're playing on club teams or they're playing in youth programs, and it's important for them to see, oh my gosh, look at all this support for a sport that I play. And I think that's very empowering.
And it goes towards goal, and it's in! A magnificent goal!
A goal by Colombia in the final minutes of the game had fans on the edge of their seats. The 2-2 draw wasn't what they were hoping for, but it sure made for exciting viewing. And it might rally more support on the home front for the team's quarterfinal match against Sweden tomorrow. For the show, I'm Annika Klein.